EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, becoming mostly sunny, 83, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, could see some isolated rain showers overnight, temperatures in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, rain showers, thunderstorms, upper 40s. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, will continue with rain. Right now, it's 68.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Top Democrat on the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, not opposed to moving President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure bill through the reconciliation budget process if Republicans don't come to the table. Representative Sanford Bishop of Georgia says he understands Republicans may have some good ideas, but notes Congress can't be paralyzed by a stalemate. He said if we can do that working together, fine. If not, we need to move forward by whatever means we can utilize, he said. That means through reconciliation, so be it, to accomplish the benefits that are so deserved and so needed by the American people. Representative Jim Acosta, another Democrat from California, expressed a similar view last week when speaking with reporters. Top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, John Boozman of Arkansas, told a local TV station in his home state he's concerned about some of the wasteful spending in Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan. He said he doesn't think you get a single Republican vote because it spends too much. Don't think it spends the money that's going to be spent wisely. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York made a request to the chamber's parliamentarian to move the bill through a budget reconciliation process. This means Democrats will be able to pass the bill with only 50 Democrat votes, none from the GOP. And an infrastructure bill moves through Congress. Biofuel groups pointing to an increase E15 sales as proof that more funding is needed for programs like the USDA Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program. Gas blending with 15% ethanol set a new record in Iowa last year, despite overall fuel consumption dropping due to the pandemic, according to the Renewable Fuels Association. The RFA president, CEO Jeff Cooper, said the trends prove that consumers are actively seeking out low-carbon, lower-cost fuels at the pump, and expansion of retail infrastructure facilitated by USDA could work. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the new South African variant of the COVID-19 virus has been identified in Finney County, being the first county in the state of Kansas to have a confirmed case of the new variant. And as of right now, researchers still don't know whether it's going to be more contagious or more severe, as Dr. Dana Hawkinson, the infectious disease physician at the University of Kansas Health System, says right now they just don't know.
Sometimes they are associated with increased transmissibility. There's also continued investigation on do they cause worse disease, more severe disease? Right now, the jury is really still out on that. The investigations are ongoing.
That audio from KWCH News. In other news, the Salina Police Department has arrested a man wanted for attempted first-degree murder in connection with a domestic violence incident last month. KWCH News reports that 34-year-old Brandon Lampert was located in North Salina and taken into custody without incident. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Amtrak says it plans to resume daily passenger service on its Southwest Chief Route in Kansas starting on May 31st. The service was reduced to 3 days a week in October in response to the coronavirus pandemic. New federal funding will allow Amtrak to restart the daily Southwest Chief Route, which runs from Chicago to L.A. with several stops in Kansas, including Kansas City, Topeka, and Garden City. Amtrak has also announced this week that it plans to eventually add a new route that will connect the Southwest Chief to Oklahoma and Texas through a station in Newton. In other news, a judge ruled a Lawrence man accused of driving a car into a lake while his mother was a passenger is incompetent to stand trial. A Douglas County judge ruled earlier this week that 22-year-old Jerome Williams should receive treatment at the Larned State Hospital. Williams is charged with second-degree attempted murder. Prosecutors allege that Williams drove into the Lone Star Lake on February 25th. A caller who reported seeing the cargo go into the lake rescued Williams' mother, who could not escape because she had broken her leg. Williams' case will remain pending while he receives treatment. Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The Nebraska Supreme Court has sided with state prison officials in a lawsuit brought by an inmate who alleged that a 2015 riot worsened his health conditions. The court upheld a lower court's ruling against inmate John Wazinski, who sued the state for negligence. Wazinski argued at trial that he missed one of his insulin shots for diabetes during the May 2015 riot at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution. He was in protective custody at the time. A district court judge ruled that the state wasn't negligent and that it was shielded from the lawsuit by sovereign immunity. A 31-year-old Nebraska cattle rancher is recovering after doctors replaced his coronavirus-damaged lungs. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports Jake Immink of Fairbury got sick around Halloween. Last Wednesday, he put his new lungs to the test, walking a mile and a half. A transplant pulmonologist says she fully expects him to be herding cattle by later this summer. Mid-America Network News.
Farmers hit the commodity market peg you second-guessing your spring planting plans, and changes are in the works. Give Kauffman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard from the Public Works Administrator that he's had a lot of calls regarding a free day at the transfer station. The free day was not conducted last year due to COVID-19 shutdowns. A free day at the Marshall County Transfer Station has been set for Saturday, May 1st. Hours to be determined at a later date. The landfill is now open the first Saturday each month. Sheriff Ackerman presented a resolution to preserve and defend the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This was approved unanimously. The Irish Creek Wind Farm cabling route and haul route maps were presented. The decommissioning statement is to come. Cabling route and the haul route maps will be posted in the courthouse and a set of maps taken to the Frankfort City Hall and will also be posted on the Marshall County website. The board will vote on the routes and decommissioning statement at their regular meeting April 12th. Any concerns with the route should be addressed via email to the county clerk, special counsel, or any of the commissioners. There were a few questions posted via Facebook Live. These were answered. There were again concerns about the complaint process throughout the construction of the wind farm. Patrons were directed that all the complaint procedures are listed in the previously signed agreements available on the county website.
There were some concerns regarding widening corners along the haul route. NextEra has to adhere to the right-of-way restrictions. If that's not followed, there will be complaints filed. Louis Holly of Herkimer addressed the board regarding a house in Herkimer that's a safety hazard. He was inquiring how to get it condemned. The county councilor stated since Marshall County is not zoned, the county board has no authority to condemn a property. It was recommended he and other landowners seek legal counsel to see what their options might be. The board had some discussion regarding the proposed new jail. Their goal is to fund the project without raising taxes. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week heard that the van grant has been accepted through the North Central Regional Planning Commission. The board approved a resolution supporting the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The board heard from representatives of a county economic development group who suggested enhancing the neighborhood revitalization program, indicating that if the program were extended to 10 years from the current 5 years, the group may be willing to help with the program. No final decisions were made, and the earliest that a change could take effect would be January 2022. Nemahal County Commissioners last week heard from the Department of Transportation about the proposed bridge construction to be done along Highway 187 during the summer of 2022. Some residents in the area will need to use a county route to get to their property during construction, with 120th Road likely to be used by locals as a detour. Any improvements to 120th Road would probably need to be made this summer in preparation for the 2022 project. KDOT indicated the state may help to pay for any improvements necessary to 120th Road. Commissioners voted to initiate the next tax sale for the county and also approved a resolution that would extend the moratorium in Nemahal County for a period of 6 months from the end of March. That would also change the moratorium to include any large project that would impact the county. Commissioners spoke with the county attorney about moving from a county township road unit system to a county road unit system. Commissioners reviewed proposed year-end fund transfers and voted to approve $250,000 from the Road and Bridge Fund to the Special Machinery Fund and transferring other remaining balances from a number of funds to capital outlay. These include $33,000 from emergency preparedness, $6,000 from diversion, $450,000 from the general fund, $45,000 law enforcement, $20,000 noxious weed, and $78,000 from transportation for aging. Again, all of those transferred to the capital outlay fund. Eva M. Helms, age 93 of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Eva Helms.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, it looks like we're going to see dry weather across the central parts of the Midwest through the day and into this evening. We have a low pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest. That's going to bring some showers and thunderstorms across the area. We have a low pressure system that will then form behind that low across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into Tuesday and Wednesday, bringing us some showers and thunderstorms, and we'll continue to see a chance for some rain and storms pretty much all the way through the end of the week. We're dealing with these warm temperatures in the 70s and 80s, cooler temperatures as we head into Wednesday. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, 83 with wind gust at 30. Tonight could see some isolated rain showers, thunderstorms overnight in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers, temperatures in the upper 70s, and tomorrow night mostly cloudy, will continue with rain. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early April, 64, record high in the state, 92. The average low, 37, record low, 5 degrees. Sunset this evening, 7:54. Sunrise in the morning at 7:05.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
It is Easter Monday, and yes, it's actually a holiday in some places. Find out where on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 5th, the 95th day of the year. Booker T. Washington was born today, and in 1955, Winston Churchill resigned his post as Prime Minister. It's also the day after Easter, which is still celebrated as a holiday in some places. Easter Monday is an observed holiday in places like North Dakota and select cities in states like Indiana, New York, and Michigan. In Polish areas such as Chicago, it's called Dingus Day. It signifies the baptism of a Polish prince on Easter Monday in 966 A.D. and is also called Wet Monday, where people throw water at each other. For many American children, Easter Monday is a day off from school and is lumped in with the end of spring break. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more about this day in history online at almanac.com.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Nate Lowe hit a towering three-run homer and the Texas Rangers beating the Kansas City Royals 7-3 for the Rangers' first win of the season. Texas blew a five-run edge on opening day and a four-run lead Saturday. Boosted by Lowe, the Rangers avoided a sweep. Lowe connected in the third for a 3-0 lead. He has nine RBIs in the first three games of the season, a Texas record. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa also drove in three runs for the Rangers. The Stanford Cardinal are the national champions in women's basketball for the first time in 29 years. Haley Jones scored 17 points as the Cardinal held off Pac-12 rival Arizona 54-53. Lexi Hull chipped in 10 points and 10 rebounds for Stanford. Ari McDonald had a team-high 22 points for the Wildcats. Men's NCAA tournament championship tonight, Gonzaga and Baylor. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
KU announced Friday that Hall of Fame men's basketball coach Bill Self has signed a lifetime contract with the Jayhawks. His current contract, which was set to expire next month, is being replaced with a new five-year rolling agreement that automatically adds 1 year at the conclusion of each season. The announcement came a day after North Carolina basketball coach Roy Williams announced he was retiring. The deal guarantees Self $5.41 million per year with a base salary of $225,000. The deal was struck even as the school awaits the decision from an independent panel investigating five serious infraction charges alleged by the NCAA. An effort to legalize sports betting in the Sunflower State has stalled. It's not clear that legislators can agree on how many places should offer wagering while also navigating other gambling issues. Some sports betting supporters believe they still have time before the legislature wraps up its business for the year to get a bill passed. The Royals and Indians this afternoon, first pitch 3:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're anxious to get the gardening season started, come to Hometown Lumber and Hardware and look over their full line of garden tools for rent. Tools such as tillers, power rakes, overseeders, and aerators. Plus, they have a variety of grass seed and fertilizers. They have the tools that will really help you get started on the right foot. Safely trim trees or reach high places with one of their lifts and create sidewalks and patios with the concrete tools available at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
When looking for a new twist on a favorite annual flower, consider the Sky family of petunias. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These petunias have unique patterns of white speckles on flowers resembling stars. The original night sky petunia has large flowers, is heat tolerant, and forms a somewhat trailing mound 10 to 16 inches high. It's now part of the Headliner group of sky petunias. Headliner Crystal Sky is new, with white speckles on light lavender flowers, and has a habit similar to the original night sky. Headliner Electric Purple Sky, also new, has fluorescent dark magenta blooms with starry speckles. High night temperatures and high humidity can affect the amount and pattern of the white speckles. Flowers will display more starry effects with cooler nights or a break in high daytime temperatures. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2019 Buick Envision Essence all-wheel drive, a 2016 Chevy Trax LT all-wheel drive. It offers 31 highway miles per gallon. They have a 2015 Buick Enclave Preferred and a 2011 Buick Lucerne, 82,000 actual miles, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
The situation was bad for all involved, but what was about to take place in Minnesota was an injustice to the Dakota, who the U.S. government sought to punish. One man risked his career to travel to meet Abraham Lincoln and set the record straight. What happened next is this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In the summer of 1862, tensions between the Dakota and white settlers in Minnesota erupted in what is known as the Dakota War. The U.S. military captured many Native Americans and forced them to Fort Snelling in St. Paul to stand trial for murder.
306 were tried under what were called kangaroo trials, sometimes as little as 5 minutes, with no translator.
As Sue Garwood at the Rice County Historical Society explains, over 300 men were sentenced to hang. But Bishop Henry Whipple from Faribault, Minnesota, knew the trial was not fair and the Dakota had suffered from lopsided or failed treaties with the U.S. government.
Bishop Whipple happened to be in Washington, D.C. He demanded and got a visit with Abraham Lincoln. And as Abraham Lincoln later wrote, I had a visit from that bishop in Minnesota and felt the Native American plight down to my boots.
Lincoln sensed the injustice and personally reviewed all of the cases. He commuted the sentences of over 250 of the Dakota. In the end, 38 would hang in Mankato, Minnesota, the day after Christmas of 1862. It remains a dark chapter in history for both sides, but the efforts of the bishop from Faribault are still remembered to this day. Bishop Whipple's honesty and desire to help all people earned him the name Straight Tongue by the Native Americans, not just here, but from afar as well.
He was known as an advocate for all Native Americans, and that actually got international attention.
In fact, Queen Victoria asked Bishop Whipple to come to London so she could meet him and learn about his work. Today, the church and schools Whipple helped found still teach students and serve parishioners in this town. Traveling the Countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a real estate and household auction for the Darrell and Marjorie Cudney estate Saturday, April 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. west of Marysville at 1183 Highway 77. Selling a 2013 Cub Cadet 23-horse 48-inch riding mower, 1949 Ford 8-inch tractor, several tables with chairs. Collectibles include an oak buffet, china cabinet, steamer trunk, 5-gallon Red Wing crock, painted 5-foot cabinet, decorative plates, glassware, and miscellaneous. A small chest freezer, 2- and 4-drawer file cabinets, long-handled tools, a leaf blower, and miscellaneous. Real estate selling at noon is a ranch-style one-bedroom, 1 1/2-bath home with attached 2-car garage, full basement, 3 other outbuildings that sits on approximately 8 acres of a private wooded area along Highway 77 just west of Marysville. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. This real estate and household auction for Darrell and Marjorie Cudney Estate Saturday begins at 10 a.m. at 1183 Highway 77. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Sunflowers have become wildly popular and could be a good you-pick addition for an agritourism operation. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's what to consider as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Want to entice
entice more customers to your agritourism business? A well-placed field of bright, cheery sunflowers could be a magnet to your property. Sunflowers planted to bloom from late summer to early fall will help bring in customers before they're in the mood to buy pumpkins or apples. The pictures visitors take and post on social media can also mean free advertising for your farm. Tom Ford is an Extension Commercial Horticulture Educator at Penn State University. He says sunflowers will grow anywhere in the United States as long as you have 50 to 60 days in your growing season and good soils.
Good drainage is probably the biggest key as far as with the soils. They tend to be heavy feeders. So we're always going to recommend soil tests, bring up the soil to the optimal pH, as well as making sure you have good phosphorus and potash levels in the soil. We typically look at nitrogen as far as fueling the growth and providing a key for a successful sunflower crop.
There are a lot of sunflower varieties, colors, and plant heights to choose from. Ford says varieties that get 5 to 6 feet tall have huge flowers, but are probably a bit much for most consumers to pick themselves. However, planting these giant bloomers close together could work in your favor.
Because that way you're not going to get the growth height out of them. If you look at the flower size, we're typically looking at a 4 to 6 inch range. So if we plant them a little closer together, we're going to probably yield about a 4 inch, 4.5 inch flower. That crowding will also keep the stem length with something in the 4 to 4.5 foot range as far as height.
Learn more about starting a sunflower U-pick and the crop management considerations at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When I had my youngest child, I had to cut dairy out of my diet for several months. Even though I knew it was necessary, it was extremely difficult. I had no idea how much dairy I had actually been consuming.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. In a lot of ways, removing dairy products from my diet was like cutting out unnecessary expenses. It's so easy to lose track of how much you're actually spending on things that all take money. Little expenditures, well, they start to add up, and they take away from money that can be used to live out your purpose and accomplish your goals. When you start to spend little amounts too frequently, before you know it, you'll wonder where your paycheck went. So set achievable boundaries so you don't overspend. Put aside a small portion of your income for those spur-of-the-moment purchases, and once it's gone, challenge yourself not to purchase anything outside your means until the following month when your fun budget is back. You may find cutting unnecessary spending will actually free you up to live a fuller, more meaningful life.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter. Relate and communicate well with others. Be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Searching for a new genetic solution to pest control in soybeans. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't sacrifice precise seed placement for speed this planting season. Get Ag Leader's Sure Speed planting system with Sure Force hydraulic downforce. Not feeling the need for speed? Ag Leader also has a range of planting technology that's sure to meet the individual needs of your operation. Level up your planting this year. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Ag Leader, technology that works for you. A St. Louis company, Plastomics, is collaborating with the Israeli company Evogene on a new method for seed trait development. Plastomics president and CEO Martha Schlicker says they're starting with soybeans.
Traits today are inserted in the nucleus, and it's been an incredibly important and successful industry that delivered all kinds of innovation to the growers. But the success of that technology almost hurt it to some degree, and that it became so broad spread that insects started to develop resistance. Weeds started to develop resistance. And so delivering traits in a different way to the chloroplast instead of the nucleus can help to overcome some of the challenges that that very successful technology introduction has met up with.
Schlicker says the technique could lead to new modes of action for insect and weed control for a number of crops.
We think introducing traits via the chloroplast may just be the golden ticket in terms of figuring out a way to really enhance yield. And as you know, if you can enhance yield, you can reduce the overall footprint of agriculture and certainly improve the economics for a grower.
Learn more at plastomics.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Ag News Soil Temperature Reports from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The National Potato Council joined over 20 leading food and agriculture groups in a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai, expressing a growing concern over our troublesome trade relationship with Mexico. NPC CEO Cam Quarries says this is a long-standing battle with the powers that be in Mexico.
The reason that you have a trade dispute that lasts for over two decades is self-evident on its face. You've got powerful domestic interests in Mexico that do not want to compete with the United States. It is politics.
Quarries says that, of course, Mexican potato growers support this protectionism. And he says that the domestic growers have even sued their own government. So the United States and Mexico having difficulty as far as potatoes are concerned. There's a lot more to come with this story. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection, order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. And by Kansas Corn Growers Association. You can check them out online at KSCorn.com. Well, we are warming up. We had a nice warm weekend, and so soil temperatures across Kansas have warmed considerably. Southwest Kansas, 58 to 62 degrees. As of this morning, at a 2-inch soil depth, south central and east central Kansas have warmed considerably as well, 57 to 60 degrees, the soil temperature there. Oklahoma continues to warm up. The south central Oklahoma, 59 to 62 degrees. Northeast Oklahoma checking in at 58 to 60 degrees. The panhandle still lags a little behind, but quite a warm up in the panhandle as well. Panhandle temperatures 54 to 56 degrees, so warming up all across the Central Plains. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hate News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Cakeland. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, farmers have indicated they will plant less corn and soybeans than anticipated this year. Michael Clements talks about what that could mean for supply and demand.
The Department of Agriculture's prospective planting report revealed farmers intend to plant less corn and soybeans this year than expected. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Shelby Myers says farmers plan to plant 91.1 million acres of corn and 97.6 million acres of soybeans.
And combined, that acreage would be an estimated 178.7 million acres, which would be the second highest on record behind 2017, when we did 180 million acres of corn and soybeans. And from what we can tell, that's really the big story of what farmers intend to do this year. And those two big commodities are the hot story at the moment.
Those figures are lower than previous estimates released by USDA earlier this year.
They estimated that farmers would plant 92 million acres of corn and 90 million acres of soybeans. And then even leading up to the report, we've gotten high prices over the last month. And the estimates for corn were just about 93.2 million acres. And soybeans were closer to 89.9 million acres. And we ended up lower than both of those estimates.
Meyer says that outside of an increase in planted acres to meet the increased demand for corn and soybeans on the horizon, record-breaking yields or supply rationing will need to occur.
With tightened supplies and rising commodity prices for both corn and soybeans, it really was expected that farmers would be planting every acre possible. And these estimates don't really reflect that. I guess the good news for farmers is the tightened supplies and increased demand will really help hold commodity prices at these current high levels and potentially drive them even higher.
Read more on the market intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more ag news online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Double drop deck trailers transport heavy equipment around the countryside. Here's what to consider when buying a used one on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher load capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to together. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Drop deck trailers, also known as lowboy trailers, are great for transporting machinery and equipment from farm to farm. The well of the center deck dips below the trailer's front and rear axles, which lowers the deck height between 15 and 18 inches off the ground. These trailers also come with many features that allow for easy loading and extending the width carrying capacity. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming Magazine and wrote an article about auction pricing of late model double drop decks for the March issue. He says when you're in the market for a used one, consider the features and how they're equipped, but also pay attention to what their capacities are.
For example, I had a Talbert trailer. It had a 35-ton capacity. Well, there's a Trail King. It has a 55-ton capacity. So how they're designed and their ability to be able to handle these loads are important. Look at what you're going to transport before you buy a double drop deck.
These trailers are predominantly owned by construction firms, so you really need to look at them to see how they've been cared for.
Look at their frames, see if they've been bent up. Look at that. If you get a detachable gooseneck trailer, look at the mechanism that works in that. Walk around and really look at it. What's bent, what's broken, what's cracked, what's worn. It's crucial that you do that because that has a huge impact upon its value and also maybe some problems that you're getting into.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about double drop deck trailers at agriculture.com.
Find your next herd sire at Herbster Angus Farms. Join them Monday, April 12th for the 10th annual Top Cut Herbster Angus Farms Bull and Female Sale at Marysville Livestock Auction. Herbster Angus Farms bulls have been vetted for performance, structural soundness, carcass quality, and their ability to improve your next generation, both in the pasture and on the rail. Visit herbsterangusfarms.com for more information. and join them Monday, April 12th. Sale begins at 1 at Marysville Livestock.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Corn and Kansas City wheat continue to have some issues here on Monday. May corn down 6.5, 5.53 1/4. July down 5 1/4 at 5.40 even. May Kansas City wheat down 1 3/4 at 5.63 1/4. July KC wheat down 1 3/4 at 5.70 1/4. Interestingly, the other two wheat markets, Chicago and Minneapolis, are both positive. In terms of soybeans, things look very well there. May beans up 12 at 14.14. July beans up 10.5 at 14.07 1/4. Each of the back months is positive. May soybean meal down $2.70 at 407.50. July is down 2.50 at 409.20. Bean oil is up. May bean oil is 46 points higher at 52.59. July is down, is up rather, 47 points at 50.99. So with the exception of soybean meal, everything in the soy complex looks pretty good. Some double-digit gains for the soybeans themselves. Cotton is having a good day. May cotton is up 54 points at 78.49. July is up 53 points at 79.82. So a good look there. In livestock, things are pretty good all the way across. April live cattle up 147 at 121.50. June up 210 at 124.65. April feeders up 340 at 147.27. May feeders up 290 at 152.12. So positives all the way across for both fat cattle and feeder cattle, and each of the back months significantly higher as well. Starting to see some erosion in hogs. April still up 65 at 102.42, but May hogs now down 40 cents at 102.45, and all the back months are lower also. In the metals markets, April gold is up $3 at 1729.50. Silver is lower. Copper is higher. And the Dow Jones is up 395 points currently at 33,548. Markets, Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any maker model, all at one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-point inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ha! Been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.